Egyptian gods and goddesses. It is more than 3,000 years ago in Egypt. There was a festival in honor of Horus. Horus was the king of the gods. The people of ancient Egypt prayed to many gods. There were more than 1,000. Some looked like animals. Some looked like people. Some had the head of an animal and the body of a person. Each one had special powers. We brought the warmth of the sun. Because of Thoth, there was the light of the moon. Montu guarded warriors in battle. All these gods protected life on Earth. Other gods ruled the land of the dead. Osiris, Isis, and Anubis. They were very powerful. The Egyptians believed that after a person died, his soul went to the underworld. There were many dangers on the way. There were snakes, there were lakes of fire, there were demons. So there were special rules to travel there safely. The dead person used magic spells, prayers, and maps. The spells came from the Book of the Dead. They helped the person get to the Hall of Judgment. There, Osiris, the ruler of the underworld, greeted the dead person. The person had to swear that his life had been good. Osiris asked many questions. If the person's answers pleased the gods, then came the most important test. It was the weighing of the heart. Anubis held up a scale. A goddess named Mat placed her feather of truth on one side of the scale. She placed the dead person's heart on the other side. The gods watched carefully. A monster with the head of a crocodile sat close to the scale. Did the feather and the heart weigh the same? If they did, it meant the dead person had been good. So the person would go to a beautiful place, the field of reeds. And like a god, he would live forever. But what if the heart was heavier than the feather? That meant the dead person had been bad. Then the crocodile monster would eat the heart with her sharp teeth. No one wanted that to happen. All Egyptians wanted to enjoy a wonderful afterlife. And it took more than being good. The soul needed a body to come home to. So they learned how to keep a dead body from rotting away. They learned how to make mummies. Making a mummy took a long time. Priests and special masks helped with the work. First, the organs were taken out of the body. Then the body was put in special salt. The salt dried out the body. This took 40 days. After that came a coating of oil and wax. Finally, the body was stuffed with cloth or sand and wrapped in linen strips. The organs were put in special jars. The ancient Egyptians became very good at making mummies. Some have lasted for thousands of years. The Egyptians also thought that mummies had to have special houses, so they built homes for them. They built all kinds. Some were small, just holes in the ground. Others were huge. Three of the biggest tombs are still standing. They are called the Great Pyramids. Rich Egyptians wanted to enjoy their afterlife. They wanted it to be like their lives on Earth. So they had their tombs filled with food, jewelry, furniture, games, and musical instruments. Statues of workers and servants went into the tombs too. The Egyptians believed that the statues would come to life and work for the dead person. Some tombs even had animal mummies. They had been the pets of the dead person. Do people in Egypt still believe in the old gods? Do they still make mummies? No, their religion changed long, long ago. Today, most Egyptians are Muslims. They no longer pray to Horus or Osiris or Isis. They pray to one god, Allah. But every year, thousands of people visit the ancient temples. There they see the old gods frozen in time. Have the old gods lost their power? Perhaps, but they will never be forgotten. The end.